I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We told you yesterday about the return of beavers to England. Well, the rodents aren't the only species making a comeback in Europe. Many other once locally extinct and endangered animals have rebounded around the continent. Now some conservationists want to go further and reintroduce some creatures that vanished from Europe long, long ago. Christopher Worth explains.
England is full of animals. You've got sheep and barnfuls of cows. But at this farm in the county of Devon in western England, Derek Gow has a herd of cattle like none you've seen before.
This is the only herd of heck cattle in Britain.
Heck cattle are a strong, wild-looking creature with short, shaggy hair and a long, broad set of horns.
You've got this dark animal with a tan line down its back and a white muzzle.
And the thing about heck cattle is it's a breed that's meant to go back in time. They're a creation of two German brothers in the 1930s named Heinz and Lutz Heck, who were fascinated with the wild cattle known as aurochs that once roamed Europe. The auroch went extinct about 400 years ago, but Gow says they were enormous.
When you look at skeletons of aurochs, these are animals that are standing, you know, 5-6 feet at the withers.
You can also see evidence of aurochs in prehistoric cave paintings in Europe. And Gow says the Heck brothers had this idea that although the auroch is extinct, its genes lay hidden in breeds of today's domestic cattle, which are descendants of the ancient animal.
What the brothers did was that before the Second World War, they traveled the world looking for primitive cattle types, and they tried to create an animal that resembled the cave paintings.
It was hardly scientific, and their ideas got caught up in the Nazi fervor of Germany in the 1930s. But today, Gow uses the smaller Heck cattle on his farm to simulate the vanished auroch in the niche it once filled in the landscape, a big grazing animal that helped to shape European forests and grassland.
Heck cattle are probably as near as you're going to get, as far as a visual image goes, of the aurochs that were once here.
Gow says he'd love to see beasts like this roaming the wider English landscape, and he's just part of a growing movement among conservationists called rewilding.
The concept of rewilding is actually very simple.
Frans Schepers is with Rewilding Europe. It's a Dutch organization that wants to bring back some long-vanished animals, everything from auroch lookalikes to predators that might have preyed on them, and establish large tracts of wild land where they can live.
It's about bringing back species that belong their native species and let them develop into natural numbers and see how we can sort of rebuild these ecosystems back again where we have herbivores, carnivores, and scavengers in modern Europe.
The idea, he says, is to repair the damage done to these ecosystems by humans. Shepherd's group aims to rewild roughly 2.5 million acres across the continent, in Spain and Portugal, in the Carpathian Mountains in Eastern Europe and elsewhere. It's helped by the fact that several species are already coming back on their own. For example, European wolves were nearly hunted to extinction, but Shepherd says a few survived, and the wolf is now returning to parts of France and Germany.
The wolf is coming back big time, but also other species, raptors, vultures, the brown bear, wolverine, bison, all species that are coming back because of strong conservation initiatives.
Some rewilding proponents even suggest introducing elephants and rhinos to mimic the mammoths and woolly rhinoceros that once roamed Europe. But others are far more practical about rewilding. Monica Baum of the Zoological Society of London says there's only so much space for the wildlife that once inhabited the region.
We need to keep in mind that now we're here as well. And quite often this is being a little bit overlooked in some of the rewilding debates. And we need to be realistic about what we can and can't bring back.
At his farm, Derek Gow admits there are limitations. He says he's culled many of the animals from his herd of heck cattle because the breed tends to be very aggressive.
You know, if you went anywhere near them, they would attack you. So I'm afraid those ones are sausages, and what we've got left here is the residue, which is manageable.
But Rewilding Europe is working on a breed of cattle that's a closer match to the ancient auroch. It hopes to establish free-roaming herds of the animal in Europe within the next 2 decades. For The World, I'm Christopher Worth, Devon, England.
We've got pictures of those truly wild-looking heck cattle and images of the extinct aurochs they're meant to emulate at PRI.org.